and God with us. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Before we begin too, I touched in heart a sister today wanted to be prayed for. Her name is Paula. And she's now at home. There's a little more trial with a fall that she had. And a precious sister. And I ask you to lift her up. She's having sweet fellowship with Gwen today. But let's be mindful of all these things. I thank God that we come boldly to the throne of grace to believe Him. Go ahead and open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 2. It's an exciting time, brothers and sisters. Those that are looking see the glory. Hallelujah. And here was an exciting time about 2,000 years ago. Chapter 2, Matthew, verse 1. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star. And that word star means glory. We have seen his glory in the east and are come to worship. We've seen the star, we've seen the glory, and we've come to worship him. These wise men, praise God, they meant business. They did. Amen. There was passion there. Amen. They weren't just coming to see. They were coming to worship. Worship. The magi, the kings, the priests and kings. And the word of God tells us that it's of kings to search out a matter. Holy Ghost dealing with your heart to search something out in Scripture. Be a king. Go search it out. Amen? And I'll tell you what, these guys did. And that is our kingly birth. Praise God. We take this. There's type, shadow, symbolism, analogies, all these different things. But what it is it's Christ in us, the hope of glory. Let's just call it what it is. And this word is alive. And it's alive and it works powerfully in them, the belief. And I thank God that we take this and we see, brothers and sisters, as the scripture has told us, this is the kingly birth. Born kings. Not born servants. Every child of God is born a king. That's the truth. Where is that? Besides pretty much all over the Word of God if you grow up into it. But specifically in Galatians chapter 4 verse 1. And yes, praise God, what a Christmas verse it is. Because of Jesus. In Galatians 4:1, Paul says this. Notice who's bringing forth this ruling and reigning doctrine. Amen. Praise God. All comes together if you'll know these epistles. All comes together if you know Paul's gospel. Amen. He says, now I say. See, now I say. That the heir... as long as he is a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. A king. A ruler, a reign. A reigning one. What does it say there? But that king, in order to grow up, is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the father. And I'll tell you what. The Father is appointing a time. Oh, yes, he is. This is called church age. This is the age, praise God, of this wondrous truth to grow up in them. That Christ in you would grow up into him in all things. Amen? That we would be filled with all the fullness of God. We've rejoiced in this time and time again. Paul's alls. He brought the all gospel. God gave him the gospel that fulfilled or completed the word of God. Go read that in Colossians. It's right there. That mystery that was hidden, all of those things that those wonderful Old Testament worthies of faith wanted to look into, praise be to God, they wanted to see it, but it wasn't meant for them. It said the prophets did, the angels wanted to look at it, the sons of men wanted to look at it, but praise be to God, but now is made manifest to us. Praise the Lord. Amen? Everybody couldn't be a wise man here. They're appointed for that time, weren't they? They're appointed for that place, weren't they? And notice who they were. They were kings. They were the Magi. And brothers and sisters, we need to have this confidence in our new man. We do. We need to have that confidence, not in Jesse, but in Christ in Jesse, the hope of glory. Praise God. God has shown me that glory, and God has one thing for that. I want you to see my appearing. My appearing. It's always about that appearing. Glory and appearing. You'll always find that together. Praise God. Them that went after full glory, you're going to see God. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. And oh, what a scene and what an appearing we have. Now, we need to be confident in the new man that lives in us. We need to be confident in our calling. We need to be confident in the vision that God has given us. And we need to come to worship. We need to come to worship. See, it's not just knowing. It's not just seeing it. It's not just kind of following along. It's pursuing it. It's passion. Amen? See, that's what worship is. Worship, we've talked about it time and time again here. It means drawing nigh in fervent love to kiss. I mean, this is first love kissing. This is absolute desire to come to love. That's what worship is. And these Magi, they knew it. And the reason that they knew it is the Word of God tells us, and if you study out these Magi and these different ones, it was because they studied the Scriptures. They knew it. They not only knew it, they were looking for it. They not only were looking for it, they knew it was theirs. Amen. They knew the Scriptures. They knew their promise. And they believed it was for them. And they were fully purposed to go get it. And when the time was revealed to them, they went immediately. Immediately. They were anticipating it. And they followed the glory, the star, and they were led to the appearing of God. Praise God. Oh, praise God. This was the appearing of Christ, the babe. Amen? Glory. They got to see that glory. Kings studied. Praise God. Revealed that glory. Now, I take this to heart, brothers and sisters. Because I'll tell you what, God and His grace has caused us to love His appearing. Amen? Are we not waiting for His appearing? Are we not longing for His appearing? Are we not loving His appearing? Amen? Praise the Lord. Oh, yes. Are all Christians loving His appearing? No. Some are asleep to it. Were these wise men the only ones that knew that Christ was going to be born? No, we're going to read about a couple others here in just a minute. There are a whole slew of people that heard about Christ going to be born. But there's just a handful. Not only that we're looking for it, not only that we're expecting it, but that we're moving. They were moving to it. They were moving into what? Glory. They were being led by glory. Huh? Keep that thought there. Now, I take heart to this because us kings, brothers and sisters, you know what? We've been called to meet Him too. Oh, yes, we have. Do you know you've been called to meet Him? Oh, yes, you have. Where have you been called to meet Him? In the air. Huh? He ain't going to just come and get me on the ground. He's going to meet me in the air. I get a short flight, and that's the meeting by God's grace. Now, people might look at that and say, that guy's crazy, kooky. Well, you're just saying the Word of God is. Go on in there to 1 Thessalonians 4. What does that mean to you? Huh? Oh, we're remaining, but are we alive? See, there's a difference there. Are you alive? Are you quickened to this? I mean, I'm looking forward to this like now. God so sweetly, because the word, and yes, even today, with my sweet brother, even more reasons, even so come, Lord Jesus. Even so come. And I know his coming draweth nigh. Praise God. And he that shall come and will not tarry, just like the birth. And you know what happened? That birth happened. Because the Bible tells me so. All right. So, the kings, they search it out, don't they? And by the grace of God, us kings, and I say that because of the grace of God, week in and week out, we search this out, don't we? Amen. You come into this place by God's grace. This is what we're going to seek. Because this is what he wants us to seek. He wants us into that treasure, praise God. Yea, the deep things of God by his Holy Spirit. So, the Holy Ghost has revealed it to us because that's his purpose and his desire. It wasn't because of me. It's because of him. And we that believe by grace are fully purposed for it, just like the Magi were fully purposed for it. And we are following the glory. Now, wait a second. What glory are we following? Paul's gospel. Paul's gospel is the gospel of the glory. Oh, yes, it is. You know that. And it's the gospel of full glory. It's the gospel of salvation with eternal glory. Amen? Come on. Amen. So we're following that by God's grace because we're following the glory, hallelujah, the full glory of Paul's gospel. And praise be to God. And we're going to see his appearing. Amen. But not as a baby. That's not what we're called to. We're called to seeing Christ Jesus, the bridegroom. That's the truth. That's it. Amen. That's why by God's grace, all of God's precious children, all of God's precious children, you're born a king, Lord of all. You're just like these magi. Come on now. You've been given the treasure. You say, well, what can I bring to God? I'll tell you what. Bring him full glory. Yes. Bring him the whole counsel of God. Bring him that in the fullness of your heart. You know there's nothing of this life I could ever bring him. I can't bring him my works. I wouldn't want to anyways. I want to bring him the finished, completed work. Hallelujah. Of his son. You sang about it today. Why he died. The fullness of it was he's coming again. The fullness of coming again is he's coming again to get his wife. That's the treasure. That's the glory. The woman is the glory of the man. That's the word of God. It's everything. Praise God. Jesus is at the right hand. He's at the right hand of the throne today. Right there. And he's not taking the throne as God. You know this. This is scripture. Until he has one thing. He's got to have his wife. That's it. That's the completion of him. He will be complete in that. And he will take the throne as God with her. With her. Praise the Lord. That's the glory, praise God, that this gospel has us to follow. This is the glory, praise God, that we see day in and day out. It's right there. If you just look up, huh? If you're just loving his appearing, huh? And it's in the air, by the way. It's in the air. Not down here. Not in anything down here. I got news for you again. I mean, we're on a new journey to save the world. There's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Where are we? Where are we? We're seated in the heavens in Christ. You either take the whole counsel of God or you're wasting your life. You either take the whole counsel of God or you're still letting your mind play into this life and you're miserable. And you are. Because you're going to drift into miserable. I'll tell you what, when my mind is set on the things above, it's never miserable. And there was nothing more miserable and hurtful than this morning to be with my brother, that daddy. But when our hearts and minds drifted where we're seated, we've won. We've won. Now, notice here something. These kings, what do they say? We've seen a star. We've seen glory. We've been given a vision. But we come to worship. When you come to worship, there's nothing to hold back the kings. Nope. Oh, no. You know it. We don't get to read the rest of the story. So you're sitting there reading the rest of your life. God's only telling you the parts that matter. They went. It didn't talk about this journey that was probably 2 years. It didn't talk about the journey again for Rebecca going back to Isaac. All them verses. All about their proposal. Huh? Didn't talk about all the ridicule they faced, how hard it was, what they left. Huh? All the different things that they had to endure in life. No. They're glory seekers. They're kings. They're honed in. And all they're coming for is glory. And they're going to see the appearing of the Lord. All right? Now, they had that vision. They come to worship. Nothing holding them back. And when they're called, praise God, they draw nigh with a fervent love to kiss. They did not come to see if it was so. They did not come to just poke around and say, well, is this really true? No, they believed their promise. And they were coming to see him and to worship him. Now, let's read something here. It said back in our text, what did it say? In Matthew 1 and 2. They said, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we have come to worship him. Now, when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Can you imagine? All of Jerusalem was troubled with him, and Jesus was coming. They sure weren't looking to the word, were they? Huh? And when he had gathered all his chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded to them where Christ should be born. And you know what? They knew, didn't they? They said to him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet. Didn't say they had to go search it out or anything. They knew it because they had read it. They knew what was happening. Now, these priests and scribes, they had studied something. But the difference was between the priests and the scribes and the kings was this: the priests and the scribes, they didn't care to go see it. Let alone they didn't care or even have an inkling about going to worship. Amen? Come on. This is our life too. This is it. Herod even, he quizzed those wise men. They gave him the answer, but he had no desire for it either. He had a different plan, and he was just being all used of the Lord. He's appointed the wicked for the day of evil. Always know that. But what's so beautiful here, the wise men were not shy. They weren't shy in what they were seeking, were they? Nope. God brought them in. God gave them an appointment, and they not only told them what they were looking for, they told him, not only are we looking for Jesus, we want to go worship him. Think of that. You know, I'm not just going to church today. I'm going to church today to hear the bridal gospel because I want to marry Jesus. I'm looking for a church, but wait a second. I'm looking for a church that'll preach Paul's gospel, that'll teach me the bridal message. You see? Here we go. This is good stuff. Stay on it now. So, These wise men, they weren't shy. They told him what they were looking for. They wanted to worship him. They didn't just want to see him. They wanted to worship him. They were not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Now, there's a lot of people like that. God help us not to be one of them. I pray we're not ashamed. I pray that we're willing to tell people when God opens the door, not only that we're looking for Jesus, but we want to worship him. Amen? Yeah. Now notice here too, probably about 2 years it took these fellas to get there. Probably in this journey, all right? And I'm sure that this probably wasn't the first time that they ran into people asking them, what are you guys doing? What are you walking all out over here for? And why are you going this way? I'm sure they told a bunch of people. Anybody who inquired, I'm confident they told them, we're going to go see Jesus. He's going to be born. And we're going to worship. Amen? All right. Now think of that. So they're seeing all of this. And these are wise men. Now, the number of them, you really don't know. Could be three, could be more, I don't know. You don't get the exact number. It don't matter. See, that's where you get into this conversation that don't matter. You're just thankful that they're kings, they showed up, they got the appearing. That's where we're at today, amen? You want to get lost in, wait a second here, was it a whale, was it a fish, was it a guppy? I don't know. It don't matter. God could make a guppy that big, I want you to know, okay? All right, now. When they finally arrived to worship him, were there a lot of people with them? Did they have a crowd? They didn't even have one, did they? Didn't even have one extra person with them. It was just them. Now, brothers and sisters, here it is. Why not the scribes? Why not the priests? Because it's the kings that are called and chosen to worship. Here you sit today. Huh? See, you can't see how you're clothed. I can see how you're clothed. You got riches of glory all over you. Yeah. World can't see it. Despised. Oh, he might have hit him too. That magi, you know, you see him there with their crowns and all of that. Shoot, people would have saw them. They probably saw, my goodness, those are the ones that live in the gutter. That's kind of how they see us. I don't really care. God foreknew their heart, didn't he? See, God foreknew your heart. He did. Whom he foreknew, them he did predestinate. He did that with these wise men. He foreknew what they would believe. He foreknew that they would go. His word works effectually in them that believe. Here we are today, amen? We know this, don't we? Amen? By God's grace, hallelujah. We're only looking at the star. I'm only looking at glory. I don't see palms, except when I'm standing in the throne looking out. I know my calling.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So this is so sweet because, see, they were going for a full reward. And there was immediate worship. And when they arrive there, they fall down and worship. Now listen to this. Here we are. What is the Father searching for right now? Well, Word of God tells us very clearly what the Father is searching for right now. In John 4:23, it says, but the hour comes, and that hour is now. Remember how we read about the appointed time of the Father? We read that earlier. Amen, we did. Galatians 4:2. Till that appointed time. Yes. This is the appointed time of the Father. What's he appointing a time for? What does he want here? Looky there. But the hour cometh and now is when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. He's looking for worshipers. It's the only way you're going to worship. You've got to go for the glory. You've got to be drawn to that glory. By the grace of God, who are the ones that are going to see that glory and receive that glory? The kings search out the matter. The kings are going to be the ones that are going to be drawn. Do you understand that, brothers and sisters? We don't look like it. We're not the esteem of this world. Come on now. Just like them disciples. You got them roughnecks all around you, those guys. Man, I wouldn't even have them around my yard. Huh? But then God even had to show them. Right? They wouldn't get with the Samaritan woman. No one would get with that Samaritan woman. She was the worst of all of them. But the Lord sought her out. That's the king. The king's sitting at that well. I know that heart. Matter of fact, I came all the way to this well to see her. Do you know how precise he is? He's that precise with each and every one of us. That intimate, that beautifully exact with each and every one of us. How he has sought us out. Because of the foreknowledge of what he desires. How he saw you before the world began in love. Right before him. All the word of God, also wonderfully given to us. So we're just like these wise men, brothers and sisters. We come to worship. And by God's grace, we don't have doubt. We believe in our calling. We believe in our vision. And we pant for the moment, praise God, that we will see him. Amen. And all the glory, praise God, that we've seen. Like him. In the measure. Like him in the stature. Like him in the fullness. Do you see that glory? Do you see that glory? Come on now. You truly can say by the grace of God, I see that glory. Praise God. I see it. I see it. And he didn't show it to me not to have it. He didn't show it to me for me not to be in that appearing of his. If he wanted me to be one of these magi, I would have been one of the magi. I would have been there to see him right there as that little guy. I would have, if that's what he wanted for me. But he saw fit to give me a better thing. He saw fit to give me an exceeding great and precious appearing. I don't know why. I'm not even asking him why. I just say thank you. I say thank you. Praise God. Do you realize this? This is an appointed time of our Father. This is the mature sons of God. I mean, we're sitting down. I tell you, and I've seen it, we come in and this is the council table. We're taking counsel of him. What he desires, what he wants, what he's given. Just doting over you in delight of what you've taken. And this glory, praise God, that we follow and we don't doubt. Understanding, it doth not yet appear. It doth not yet feel like it. Come on. I mean, I'm feeling pretty glorious right now, but there's times I don't feel really glorious. But that don't matter. Because he's my glory. And he never changes. Now, let's wrap this up. This wasn't talk. It wasn't a show. It was real. And the reason that it was real, and you could see that it was real, they went. They didn't vary off. They didn't doubt it. They didn't question. They just went. It didn't matter. There was no other discussions. And their desire was granted because they came to worship. Amen. Fall in love. He's in love with you. You know this. Fall in love with it. He don't ask you. He's not asking you, don't make great changes in my life and all of that. No, it's not that. He just wants you to fall in love with this truth. And you fall in love with this truth by availing yourself for him and hearing this truth. Hearing this truth and continuing to hear this truth. And I notice this, brothers and sisters. The kings always are brought to his appearing. And notice this. The kings always bring something to his appearing. I want you to go over to verse here. What is that? Is that verse 11? I think it is. So here they arrive. And when those kings, they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother. And they were serious, didn't they? They were serious about what they're going to do. They fell down and worshiped him. They didn't just talk about it. But see, that happens right now, doesn't it? See, we've come today to worship him. Yes, we have. We're drawing nigh in fervent love. That's what this gospel does for us. It draws us in. We've come to worship him. And when they had opened their treasure, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, do you remember just like a week ago Wednesday, we read about there those last words of Paul? Study to show thyself approved unto God. Approved unto God means bring him riches. Bring him the treasure. Amen. And see, when we believe in the glory that we've seen, and you go after that glory, you got all the treasure to bring him. Yeah, you do. You're loaded. Loaded. The riches of his glory are bestowed all upon you because you realized it was just mercy. 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 And now, praise God, us kings, see, these fellas, they lived if by any means. They did. They lived if by any means. I see that star. I've got the glory vision. I'm gone. There's nothing holding me back. There's nothing holding me back. All my prestige, all my money, my family, whatever it was. And remember, to be a magi, you were noted. You were noted, okay? It didn't matter. They didn't talk about being noted. It just told you, yeah, they're magi, but they're gone. Because they saw the glory. And they didn't hesitate. They didn't wait at all. They didn't wait. And they went if by any means. And now here we are with our if by any means. If by any means. What is that if by any means? That I might attain unto that resurrection. What is that resurrection? That's the resurrection out from the resurrection. Now, if by any means I attain to that resurrection out from the resurrection, and by the way, you know what that is? That's an appearing of the Lord. And it's the appearing for the kings. It's the appearing for those that will rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, it is. If by any means. And I'll tell you what. It's not just riches. It's not just treasure. You know what he's given you to bring him? The unsearchable riches of Christ. That's what we receive when we receive Paul's gospel. The unsearchable riches of Christ. This gospel that he gives to you. There's nothing to be compared with the value for all the ages and eternity to come. And here you are to bring this to him. Now, in Jesus' name, Lord, awaken us. Amen. Amen. Awaken us. Our life in Christ, we're born kings. We're born with a life that the Word of God tells us is Lord of all. It's the core of who we are, Christ in us. It's the core of our DNA as a believer. But that life, as we've read, it must be grown up in the knowledge and the purpose of it to rule and reign with him. It's our calling, brothers and sisters. Christ the bridegroom is about to appear, praise God. And you know what? We can be just like those scribes. They just took notes. They just took or you can be like the kings. I don't come to church just to take notes. I come here to love. Come here to love. And oh, what love God shed in this meeting. You don't want to love anymore? You know what? You just get uncomfortable and you leave. It is true. Get comfortable with loving. And let me finish. And when we call upon him, by the grace of God, may it be as the kings. Lord, I want to meet you in the air. I want to be insatiable. I want to be insatiable. I don't want any other appearing. I want to be like those kings, and I want to go immediately. I want to be like those kings and know my glory has come. Nothing else. All right. Let the Lord speak. Go ahead.
I beseech you, make your calling and election sure. And if any of you be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge the things that I have written.
Praise God.
But his heart continue to learn of me, continue to reach for the breadth, the length, the depth, the height of my love. Oh, picture Stephen, a man full of faith. His face shined as Jesus himself. Those men saw him. Oh, I see it. It's an angel.
Yes.
Precious hearts. In that day when I make up my jewels. That jewel. That precious great pearl. Oh, she shines. You shine. Until I set you at my right hand. The finishing touch of my glory. Oh, rejoice. Rejoice with me.
God, Father, we thank you so much. And Lord, thank you for this appointed time. Thank you, Lord, of your great love and your delight for us. God, thank you that you have truly placed this glory before us. And Lord, this glory, praise God, that if we'll go after it, God, it causes us to be changed from glory to glory, even into your very image. And Lord, as you've promised, you've said, the glory that shall be revealed in us, Lord, we believe it. Thank you, God, that it's your work. Thank you, God, it's your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your patience and your tender mercy. Lord, help us to lay hold of it. Lay hold of it. There might be one or two today that have been walking around that promise. God, walking around, God, hearing it year after year. By God's grace today, may it be mine, mine, mine. All is mine. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.